Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Coming up on the podcast, we'll be talking with Atticus Schaefer and April Hong.
Together, these two form the dynamic duo of Maury and Suzu Rydell. This brother-sister team has made quite a stir in Odyssey. They were behind many of the events in A Sacrificial Escape, The Rydell Revelations, and the recent album 70 finale, Let's Call the Whole Thing Off.
Now, that recent episode showed us that even though we know a lot more about these two, their story is not over yet. There's plenty ahead for Maury and Suzu, and maybe Emily, too.
We talked to Atticus and April about working together and apart over the last few years.
But before we hear that, Bob, people may notice something about you in this interview, like the fact that you weren't sitting right here next to me.
That's true. Let's just say that when we were doing this interview, I knew how Wilson felt in last season's Club Adventure, A Simple Reminder.
I'm sorry I can't be with you in person, but I've caught the bug that's going around. I feel fine, for the most part, but to be safe, I decided to quarantine myself for a few weeks.
But hey, you know, we rolled with it. Let's hear our talk with April and Atticus. April and Atticus, this is going to be a good one. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, we've had you both on the podcast before, but separately. So the cool thing is that we have you both on the line right now. So let's hear about your time in the studio together. Do you guys have any little idiosyncrasies or different things that you've noticed about each other that you can play off of, or just gentle teasing in the studio?
Oh, yeah. Atticus has a lot of fun. He always makes people laugh. He always makes it a fun and playful environment with his good humor.
Yep, I've seen that.
That is true, what April is saying of me, and I think that in our dynamic, she's definitely the more professional one. So I sort of go off on a tirade about, you know, drinking fizzy cola and burping, but then she reins us back in. And,
need that. We need to have a lot of fun and laugh and get our energy
absolutely
up. And
absolutely.
I'm thankful that Atticus has this brightness about him.
Well, it seems like you guys have been with us for a long time, although it really hasn't been that long. When Maury and Suzu were first introduced, how much did you know about your characters and their backstories and where things were going to go?
I know for me personally as an actor, every time I go on the show, I learn more about the character, which is exciting for me as an actor because I can put those dynamics into him and grow the character the way that, you know, the story warrants. But it's also one of those situations where I find myself as a fan sitting back and going, but I want to know more. Send me the next script.
Yes, I have to agree. I didn't know a whole lot about Suzu and Maury in the beginning. And little by little, we're revealed what happens. And we learn more about each character. And they grow. And then I grow into the character. I think that's what happens.
Well, you've both been great. As you've been in more episodes, how have your characters changed in ways that maybe you didn't expect?
Oh,
I know a lot of fans, including me, after the escape room show, thought that Maury was pretty exclusively diabolical. It sounds like things have maybe there's more to him than that. But what were you thinking?
Well, okay, so I'm going to attempt to thread a needle here with this answer. Maury is such a fun character for me because, again, what I think is part of what Odyssey's success, where it stems from, is the fact that it's written so well. Even though it's a show that's geared to a younger audience, there are actually quite mature story arcs and growth and character development. And so this has definitely been a rich character for me to play. And I think that especially around the time of the escape room episode, you know, that was an episode where you see one side of Maury that is definitely off-putting and quite frankly scary. But the way that he grows, and from the very beginning of the show, Maury is a character who is very intelligent, who can do a lot with his intellect. And because of that, he's constantly walking the razor's edge between good and evil. And obviously in the escape room episode, he's very much leaning one way. But for Maury, I think what I didn't quite expect really out of his character was truly the depth that is in him and where he grows and goes in that depth. And again, walking along that razor's edge.
And I know with any ongoing character, the actors always infuse some of their personality into the character, right? There's words on a page, but you guys really bring it to life. So what parts of Atticus and April have ended up in the characters of Maury and Suzu?
I'm sitting here going, well, as a homeschool child, I would hope and pray my mom did me right and some of my intellect went into Maury. But no, in all sincerity, though, you know, there are these dynamics when you're young that is part of development and how you grow as a person and what kind of person do you become. And I think one of the things that any young person these days can identify with Maury, and this is also myself speaking from experience, is how do you grow into a person who does the right thing? You know, we as humans, we will never be perfect, and we are full of flaws and imperfections, etc. But that doesn't mean we can't try to do the right thing. And what does that look like? You know, as young people growing up, a lot of times we kind of want to resolve a situation immediately based on what we think is the right resolution to that situation. But a lot of times we don't, or that isn't the correct resolution to a situation, especially if it's something of our own doing, a mistake that we make. And I definitely can identify with Maury in the sense of he's doing things based on what he feels is the correct thing to do, and he's not fully considering other people's emotions. And again, prime example is Emily. He's not fully considering Emily's emotions in the matter and what his actions have really done to affect her and her life. And I think that that's a huge lesson to be learned in the development of Maury. And I can definitely identify with that, knowing what I used to not know and now I know better in, and being able to apply that to his character.
Well, you two play step siblings on the show. And when we listen, it sounds like you've been together for a long time. You've done a really nice job of creating chemistry. Has any of that resulted from your own home experiences and siblings, or now in your case, April, you grew up an only child? How does that play into the idea of playing Maury and Suzu?
I just think of Maury as if he were a really close friend.
I'm actually going to play on that because that's exactly how I feel too. So I have an older brother, but he's a half brother. He's 20 years older than I am. So I technically grew up an only child. So it's more of drawing from the experience of how would I treat a sibling? And what would a sibling relationship look like in this instance? And I think with Suzu being adopted into this family, I think that there's a lot of a relationship that is like friendship, where they do have this desire to look out for each other, to be there for each other, but also even they themselves have probably spent a lot of time learning about each other and developing their relationship as brother and sister that way.
That's so funny. I do have two half-sisters, but I didn't grow up with them, so I grew up an only child as well. But we have a lot of...
No kidding!
So, wow, that creates even a chemistry you guys didn't even know you had together. And I've seen you guys in studio, and between takes, hilarious, right? I mean, like you said, a lot of laughter, it's a lot of fun. And now with COVID, you know, you can't be in the studio together, but you've continued to record Odyssey episodes, but in separate locations. So what is it like between takes now? Can you still have that banter and that camaraderie that you had in face-to-face recordings?
For me personally, we're very fortunate that we're able to continue working in voiceover and have the ability to utilize technology that does bring us together, even though we need to be isolated or in separate locations. I think that our rowdiness got turned down. Well, excuse me, my rowdiness got turned down a couple notches simply because, you know, with technology, we want to make sure they're not overlapping. We don't really know if there's a point where a technical detail needs to be adjusted or whatever, and we don't want to step on each other. But, you know, I still find my way of being able to make people laugh and poke fun where possible.
Yeah, we really need him to poke fun because it just makes everything a lot more fun. Yeah, I mean, I felt like I was closer to the way the audience probably hears the show, really in tune with the sounds and picking up on people's emotions through their voices, because I can't see them like I usually do. I can't see the other team members and feel that energy physically. So I had to feel the energy and feed off of the energy through the sound of people's voices and the sounds happening within the headset of my little studio here at home.
What about the difference that when you're doing physical like efforts and vocal folding and things like that that might require a little bit more activity. Because what I think, guys, is when we're in Salami Studios, there's a lot of space there. And do you, when you talk about, you know, working in your own home studio, do you have the same ability to emote physically that you do when you're in the studio with everyone?
Well, mine is a very small space. I'm in a boxes covered with blankets. So it's kind of smaller than I'm used to.
I've actually been very fortunate because I've actually still been able to go to studios to do my recording. Now, of course, it isn't like Salami Studios where we used to record before where we had all the space. You know, it'll be different locations and a little bit more limited. But for me, being a hobbit, you know, I don't need much space to be able to emote and do things.
Speaking of random banter, we have a totally random question for you from one of our fans. We call it a
TRQ.
This one is from BunnyGirl27, who wants to know, what is your least favorite month? Huh, let's start with April, and hopefully your answer isn't April. Do you have a least favorite month, April?
Well, I think I love and I also hate the month of April, because the month of April, even though my name is April, my birthday's in April, but it's also when taxes are usually due. So there's a lot of me running around trying to get my taxes done.
You can't even enjoy your birthday, man. That stinks. I think it's disturbing because I do have an immediate answer for this question, and I absolutely despise the month of August. I mean, every bad thing that has occurred in my life has occurred in the month of August. On top of that, it's absolutely sickeningly hot in August, especially out here in Southern California. I know that's not that way in other places.
That's an interesting, yeah, that's a great answer. And August doesn't have any national holidays either. You know, most months do have like a day off from work planned in there, whether it's Independence Day or President's Day or Martin Luther King Jr. Day. But August, nothing. You're working every single day, right?
It's true. It's miserable.
Well, thank you to BunnyGirl27. Appreciate that.
Well, our listeners have heard the Rydell revelations, and let's call the whole thing off. But the last episode ended, and you alluded to this, with Suzu telling Emily, we want you to join our team. So you guys have recorded that episode, which is titled The Team. Without giving away too much, can you give us a preview of what's ahead?
Well, as far as what's coming up in this next episode, again, without giving too much away, unlike the escape room episode where we see Maury kind of teeter to that very dark side. This is going to be an episode where there's going to be a great opportunity for Maury and Suzu to be shown in a much more positive light. And what are the implications of that and how they actually end up helping Emily against a different antagonist character that comes into play.
Yeah, very interesting. And Maury and Suzu are such interesting characters, and you bring so much life to them. But I've got to ask, when you're not playing Maury and Suzu, what's your favorite thing to do with your free time?
Eat good food.
Oh, yes. That is a good answer.
I love to walk around outside, especially during the pandemic, even if I'm by myself. You know, breathe in the smells and the colors outside.
Yeah.
With vitamin D, it'll keep you healthy for sure. And you guys have been amazing to talk to today. So thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you so much. This was such a blast.
You can hear April and Atticus in Let's Call the Whole Thing Off in album 70, Finding a Way. It's available now on CD and download.
And, of course, it's available in the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
Oh, speaking of the club, we haven't previewed this month's exclusive adventure.
No, we haven't. Let's hear that now.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, Connie and Penny discover a shocking crime at the art gallery.
My paintings! What? Connie, they're all gone!
When they check the security footage...
See, I recognize him, Connie!
It's a lead. But when Detective Polhaus is moving too slowly for their taste, it's time to start their own investigation.
Actually, we're here because of a break-in at an art gallery today.
Join Penny and Connie on a search for a sunflower this month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
You can join the club at aioclub.org.
And you can find links for Album 70 at our website, adventuresinodyssey.com.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.
It's time to level up. Give your kids a safe, faith-focused, and biblically-based community, and so much more. Join the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Club members get on-demand access to the exciting Adventures in Odyssey series, including more than 900 episodes. With faith-building activities, parental controls, and a safe online community, the Adventures in Odyssey Club could be your best adventure yet. Learn more and start your free trial at adventuresinodyssey.com/radio.